آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To one and all, Allah accept us for His deen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. دعوة عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. وأخرج ابن سعد أن أستق أو أن أسبق. قال كنت مملوكا لعمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وأنا نصراني. سبحان الله, this amazing report. Asbaq reports. He says, I was a slave of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, meaning Hazrat Umar owned me. So I served him. And he says, I was a Christian. فَكَانَ يَعْرِضُ عَلَيَّ الْإِسْلَامِ And he very often invited me to Islam. So what does the Christian servant say? Hazrat Umar very often invited me to Islam. What do we learn from here? We have to invite the non-Muslims to Islam. And then he says, on one occasion he told me, you know, if you become Muslim, I will take your assistance much more, to a greater level. Because how do I give you big responsibilities when you don't follow the deen of the Muslims? So Hazrat Umar encouraged him and exhorted him. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَحِلُّ لِي أَنْ أَسْتَعِينَ بِكَ عَلَى أَمَانَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَسْتَ عَلَى دِينِهِمْ فَأَبَيْتُ عَلَيْهِ Then I refused. So I refused. So what did Hazrat Umar do when his slave refused? Hazrat Umar didn't force him. He said, you know, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ There's no coercion in deen. Meaning I cannot force you to embrace Islam. But I have to exhort you, I have to encourage you, and I have to directly invite you. And before he left this world, he was injured. Hazrat Umar was stabbed in the mihrab, meaning in the Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He called me, he liberated me. He says, go, you are free. The next report is very similar. See this amazing report. Hazrat Umar showed dawat, meaning to non-Muslims. Dawat is to non-Muslims. Has to be given directly, but without force. If a person does not want to embrace, we have to leave him. And still be kind to him. So Hazrat Umar kept him, because he didn't want to be Muslim. And also what we learn is, we can't expect every person to embrace Islam immediately. We have to give a person dawat, influence him, inspire him, seize opportunities to show and portray the beauty of Islam. Show the akhlaq of a Muslim. Show the ikram of a Muslim. Show the justice and integrity of a Muslim. So show and invite to deen practically and verbally. Uthman was the great Ottoman ruler, rahimahullah, the founder of the Ottoman dynasty. And thereafter Allah used his family and gave them the khilafah. He was a alim, he was a qadi, and in the lands that he conquered, he ruled the Muslims, and there were many non-Muslim dhimbis amongst his masses, amongst his peasants, amongst his people. And a matter and a case would be brought to him personally. And when looking into the issue, there's occasions where he looked into the issue and the Christian was right in the case. He was the oppressed and he won the case. The Christian actually asked him that, O ruler, O leader, كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُ لِصَالِحِي O Qadi, how is it that you pass decision in my favor? And I'm not of your creed. وَلَسْتُ عَلَى دِينِكِ I don't follow Islam, but you are still so fair with us. So Uthman rahimahullah said, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي نَعْبُدُهُ The Lord we worship has commanded that when you judge between all mankind, irrespective of their religion, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أن تحكموا بالعدل وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل This is the teaching of Islam. So Hazrat Umar invited but didn't force. In the next report, Aslam reports. That was Asbaq's report. This is Aslam's report. He says, I was with Hazrat Umar in Sham. Who knows this incident? Hazrat Umar came with Aslam to Sham just before the liberation of Baytul Maqdis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala make it easy for them. Our mothers, our sisters, our fathers, our brothers. Allah Ta'ala raised the ranks of the shuhada. He says, we arrived there and I brought for Hazrat Umar water. He made wudu and then he asked me, Min ayna ji'ta bihadha al-ma? Where did you get this water from? I find it to be very sweet. I have not tasted sweeter water. Wala ma as-samai atyab min. Even when I drank the water from the sky. So to say, she gave it with a good intention. Where this water came from? So I said to Hazrat Umar, I have brought it min baytil hadhihi al-ajuz al-nasraniya, from this elderly Christian woman. Hazrat Umar completed usage of the water, wudu, drank the water, and he ataha. He came to visit the old lady. And he said to her, Ayyatuha al-ajuz, O respectable elderly lady, become Muslim. Aslimi. Become Muslim. Ba'ath Allah Ta'ala Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bilhaq. Allah has sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with truth. What did Hazrat Umar do? He didn't say, oh, she's some old lady, let her die without iman. No. She's one more person that we don't want her to go to hellfire. Just the other day, we were returning on a journey. Myself and my satis, we stopped at the garage nearby. And we distributed this literature. So a local brother comes to me. So many people are searching for Allah's deen so much that they're thirsty. So he went into his car and he already started reading. But then he saw me there, so he approached me. Then he says, you see, this is Adam, I accept. He said, God is one. Yes, I accept Adam alayhi salam. Noah, Nuh alayhi salam, we accept. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Moses, Musa alayhi salam. Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. Because the messenger is each one portrayed the message that Allah is one. God is one. He says, but these messengers of Allah, I accept. But then he looks at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. This I can't accept. This should hurt us as Muslims. When a person doesn't know our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's prophesied in every previous book, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ, Allah mentioned Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to every Nabi of Allah. And in the Bible up till today, despite the distortions, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is expressed so clearly, so apparently, without a shadow of doubt, the Old and the New Testament clearly, the books of Isaiah clearly describe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And still people don't know. Whose duty is it? Who is it to be blamed that the people we live with, the people that live around us, don't know our Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Shouldn't it hurt us? Shouldn't it hurt us? That on Judgment Day, the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari. Pay special attention here, brothers. What will happen on Judgment Day? Humanity, the umam of all the anbiya, will go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Then they'll go to Nuh alayhi salam. They'll go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. They'll go to Musa alayhi salam. They'll go to the different anbiya alayhi salam. That we're suffering. Hisab, judgment hasn't started. Everyone is petrified. Please, do something. Intercede on our behalf. Finally, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam says, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. When they come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, he says, Ana laha. I will do this. I will fulfill this task. And he will make sajda before Allah. And he will intercede. And we know the beautiful incident that will happen on Judgment Day. The question is, why won't everyone go directly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam? Why they go via all the anbiya alayhi salam? What's the wisdom behind it? Allah Ta'ala on Judgment Day wants humanity in totality to know the greatness, the grandeur of the greatest of Allah's creation. That creation of Allah that is greater than the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. That creation of Allah that is greater than al-Arsh. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi of Allah who is sent rahma lil alameen. Allah wants humanity to attest to his glory even on Judgment Day. That's why they are left to go via all the anbiya alayhi salam, despite the conditions of Judgment Day being petrifying, humanity drowning in sweat. But when they come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the problem gets solved. And today you and I don't have the pain that we are walking past someone And we have to invite him to Islam, even though we know when he dies, he's going to go to hellfire. Doesn't it pain in our hearts? Shouldn't it pain? How does this report of Hazrat Umar end? The same report I read to you. After Hazrat Umar tells her, Ma, O respectable elderly lady, Aslimi, qad ba'ath Allahu Muhammadan, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the report, when she says, you know how old I am now, how can I be expected to change? And she showed how gray she was. Hazrat Umar says, Allah, you bear witness that I have conveyed your message, Allahumma shahad. What it means is, if you and I did not give da'wat, ma'ziratan ila rabbikum, what udhar pesh karenge kiyamat ke din? What excuse would we present on judgment day? Allah forgive us. Today, all of us, we're ready to say anything in the masjid. We're ready to give a talk. We're ready to talk to the Muslims. Muhammad, what about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatest sunnah? And the sunnah of every Nabi of Allah? To go to the non-Muslims. What about that? You and I are ashamed and shy. What are we shy of? What are we ashamed of? Don't we have the pain for humanity in our hearts? What if the house next door was on fire? With people burning in there. Would we sit like this? Don't we know about Khalidina Fiha Abada in hellfire? That is our aqidah, where the non-Muslim will end up. Don't we take pity that there's few minutes to stop and explain to him, give them the message, and then give dua that Allah, we can't change them. And if we don't want to do it because of them, do it for our own salvation, our own backs on judgment day, because we're going to be asked. We are going to be asked. Especially you and I, who have learned the Quran and the Sunnah. We have no excuse. Allah forgive us. Study almost every Nabi's story in the Quran. Almost every Nabi's story. Allah tells us how they gave da'wah to the non-Muslim community and what was the reaction. And the Quran Sharif doesn't just say, and Hazrat Ibrahim gave da'wah. No. How he gave da'wah. What he said. How he said. What was the reaction. Allah give us the understanding.